Editor. Reading the June 2 reporter, I was thrilled and relieved to learn that Seychelles Nation is prepared to rescue the SCRD from the ongoing water charade. Indigenous communities seem to be the only ones who can actually get things done on the coast. The regional district model of governance, while it may work in some regions, falls frustratingly short for the Sunshine Coast. The unelected bureaucrats at the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, MOTI, pretty much run the show here. They control the roads and most development. The Ministry of Forests make decisions with little regard for community concerns. It seems that the whole thing is set up to be as complicated and confusing as possible. Many layers of government and management make it too easy to point the finger at the other guy as being the problem. Making matters worse, our MLA Nick Simon seems to have little interest in getting involved or taking our concerns to his colleagues in Victoria. The situation is so bad that Silas White wrote an open letter to the Premier with his concerns about the water situation. His plea was to cut through the seemingly endless bureaucratic processes and get the water flowing. We are drowning in process and regulation, and more process. Too many managers wanting to exercise any power they have to the full extent and spreading responsibility as widely as possible. Donna McMahon, who is paid a pittance of Simon's salary, keeps her Elphinstone constituents informed with a monthly newsletter. Patrick Wyler, our representative in Ottawa, sends out flyers and holds public meetings. His office returns my calls and responds to written concerns. The silence from Simons is frustrating and representative of the overall problem. I feel the NDP takes the Sunshine Coast for granted. It is time to demand more transparency and action from all levels of government. Rick Horsley, Gibson's.